Okay, let's go. Mitzvah Chavav, the mitzvah, second mitzvah of the Aseres Hadibros, Shelo Na'amin Elokus Bilti Hashem Levado. Not to believe in any other or other gods. Not to believe in other gods besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see in the coming days other mitzvahs related that are counted in this dibur, but today we'll talk about this one. Not believing in other gods. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo na'amin Elokim zulasi Hashem Yisbarach levado. Not to believe in any other god. As we said yesterday, this also is one of the six mitzvos tmidios, the six mitzvahs that apply every second of our life. The first two are yesterday's mitzvah, Anochi, and this mitzvah of Lo yielecha Elohim Achirim. As the pasuk continues, Shneamar, Shelo yielecha Elohim Achirim, do not have other gods on my face. Upirusho lo ta'amin eloka acher zulasi. Do not believe in other gods besides me. So if you remember, the Rambam quotes this in Sefer HaMitzvos. You don't have to look too far. Lo sa'asei aleph. Just like yesterday was lo sa'asei aleph. The Rambam says, mitzvah aleph, shehesiranu meha'amin be'el acher zulaso. We are warned from believing in any other force besides him. Capital H. And this is what it says in the end of Maseches Makos, that we heard this dibur straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This shita of the Chinuch and of the Rambam and of Rov Rishonim is against Rashi. It's a Rashi that we don't pick up on because we're just being Maver Sentra. But if we look closely, Rashi understands this pasuk different than everyone else. The second pasuk in the Aseres Hadibros. Lo yielecha Elohim Achirim al panai. What does Rashi say that means? Lama namar, why does this is said? Lafisha namar lo sa'aseh lecha, since it says in the next pasuk, don't make for yourself, that's tomorrow's mitzvah, creating images, ainli ela shelo ya'aseh ha'asuik, lo ya'aseh. I would only know with the next pasuk that you can't create gods, you can't make your own gods. Ha'asuik farminayin, how do I know that if they're made already by somebody else, that's also included? Shelo yikayin, that you cannot keep them. Tamaloma lo yihi elecha. Lo yielecha Elohim Achirim, according to Rashi, does not mean believing in other gods. That's not the pasuk. What is it? It's about keeping godly images in our house. That's lo yielecha. There shouldn't be for you Elohim Achirim. There shouldn't be other gods in your house. The Sifsei Chacham already here points out, but you don't have to look there. Look in the Ramban. The Ramban quotes Rashi and says, I think he's wrong. Because wouldn't the pasuk tell me first, don't believe in gods. And then it said, don't even make them, and don't bow down, the chulu, as we'll get to in the coming days. So the Ramban argues on Rashi. Says the Ramban, he quotes Rashi, and he says, V'im kein tiyazu mitzvahs lo sase bilvad ashor lo mekayim avod azara, v'ein bat mises bezdin, v'lam mehiktam hakiyim shehu belav, l'shtachava avod ashim bekaris. Imagine God on Har Sinai. God is telling us, don't have gods in your house. And also, don't bow down to them and don't believe in them. Well, you say the most serious thing first. So says the Ramban, Ulufi Daiti, I argue with Rashi, what is this pasuk about? It's about, like what the Chinuch says, let me just find it, that's Vahaya, believing in, Yomar Shalo Yielanu Bilti Hashem Elohim Achirim, Mikol Malachi Mala, Umikol Tzva Hashemayim, Hanikraim Elohim, believing in any other angels, any other forces, which we'll also talk about better in the future, about where the history of Avodah Zarah. Okay, so the Chinuch is going with Rov Rishonim, like the Ramban, like the Rambam, like others, that say that the Pasuk is referring to actual belief in Avodah Zarah. According to Rashi, it goes from the lightest to the most serious. Rashi says, don't have it in your house. And then, number two, don't make it. And then, number three, don't bow down to it. And finally, don't serve it. Lo sa'avdeim. Read the psukim from Rashi. It's min hakal el hakavi. Okay, v'kazav harambanzal. The chiddush continues. Lo timsa lo olam sheyomar akasav Elohim achirim rak al ha'amanas alev. You only whenever it says Elohim achirim, it's always referring to something in the heart. Aval ha'asiya al ha'asiya lo yomar lo olam lo sas Elohim achirim. You never find that by creations, by making. Ki lo tipo b'lashon asiya achirim. It's referring to something in the heart, and this is picked up on in the Minchas Chinuch right at the beginning of the mitzvah. This avera is an avera b'machshava, in thought, top left of the page. Mitzvah zu hi ala machshava levada gam kein. Even if I don't do anything, just believing in a different force, that is the avera. Quoting the Rambam, kol ha'maila al daito sheyesham eloka acher chutz bizu. Anybody, any time that goes up in one's mind, that there is some other force over a losa sesh nemer lo yelacha. Vihine ala machshava lo shayach onish bidei adam. Obviously, when the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin discusses that people are chayav misa for avodah zara, and Bez is going to put him to death, that's where an actual service was done. But inherently, deep down, this avera is already violated by machshava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of a person. Rak bidei shemayim, im ki hu ha'ikar ha'gadol shehakol talui bo. So it's even an avera b'machshava. Continues the chinuch. Let's define some of this avera. V'zos ha'mitzvah hi ha'ikar ha'gadol shebatorah shehakol talui olav. This is obviously a mitzvah that everything is dependent on it. Kamo she'amar, like it says in the Sifri, kol amodeh b'avodah zarah ki'ilu kofer b'chalat Torah kula. If you believe in avodah zarah, you deny, it's as if you deny the whole Torah. As we mentioned in the past, there are only two mitzvahs that we have, that if you deny these, or if you violate these concepts, then you're considered a mumar l'chalat Torah kula. The only ones are avodah zarah and Shabbos. That's it. Maybe Yom Kippur, because it's the Bechina of Shabbos, according to some. But Avodah Zarah, if I reject any other Avera, I can still be called a Jew. But if I reject Shabbos, or I reject, which is about Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis, or I reject Avodah Zarah, then my status is brought into question. Continues the Chinuch. What is included? So three things. Three parts of the Avera. Number one, Ve'echan ha'makabel be'aloka l'shum davar zulasi Hashem Yisbarach levado. Number one, accepting a God other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one. Number two, O ha'oved oso davar kederach avodaso. If I serve the idol in the way that it's normally served. Kedklomar kederach sho'ovden oso ma'aminim bo. Like the Gemara Sanhedrin describes, there are certain idols that you throw rocks at. That's how you worship the idol. So if you throw a rock at it, that's serving avodah zarah. That's a violation of this avera. If there's a avodah zarah bal par that you go to the bathroom in front of it. So if you go to the bathroom in front of it, that's service. Even though we look at it like, what a disgusting act. But that's the aser. If you do the derech of that avodah zarah, so that is aser. Number one, accepting it as a god. That's in your heart. Number two, serving it in the normal way that it's served. Number three, oh afilu shaloka derech avodah. Also, even if it's not the normal way to serve it, let's say there's an avodah zara that's usually the ovdim throw rocks at. Im ya'avdenu ba'arba avodos yeduos. If I though serve that idol in one of four ways, there are four actions that no matter what avodah zara is out there, if I do one of these four actions, I'm chayiv misa because it's included in this avera. What are they? Shehein zivuach, shechting, slaughtering an animal, the kitur or burning something, incense, something toward the avodah zarah. V'nisach, pouring either water or wine, anything. V'hishtachava, or bowing down, any of those four. Aver al lo yelacha. This based on the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin and elsewhere. If it's the way that an avodah zarah is served, then you got to do it that way. If you throw a rock at an avodah zarah that's not usually served that way, then it's your putter. But if these dalet avodos, which are avodos that we usually use for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we take them and we use them for an avodah zarah, so that is an iser of los yelacha lohim acherim. Avar lo yelacha v'nisach v'zorik davar echadu, sprinkling and pouring is the same thing. Mitzchayim mizrika k'ma b'nisach. There was an interesting discussion right here in the Minchas Chinuch by Shechita. We say you have shechting to an avodah zarah is usser. Does it have to be a proper Shechita? What if it's a shechita and I messed up in the shechita? I didn't do a proper shechita. So are you still chayiv? He's not sure about it. Kivan dehu kein in dibur maslo vehine. Kivan dehu kein pnim. Vade tzarach liyo sheyishacha kedin shechita. Pashas, I would think you have to do a regular shechita, which is shechting, cutting the rove, the majority of the two simanim. Right, the windpipe and the food pipe. Dehainu rove shnei simanim bebehem avachaya. A rove simanecha ba'of. That's what I would say. Pashtus, that you would need a real shechita. And anything that would passel by a shechita for chulin, for regular shechita, the Gemara in chulin describes five psule shechita. If the knife slides where it's not supposed to slide, if I cut in the wrong spot, if I do anything in the shechita that I mess up the shechita, so then l'chora, he says the Minchas Chinuch, I think you will not be chayiv. And then he brings up, we have to do this because this is a classic Minchas Chinuch question, a question that nobody else would ask. What about a Dibur Maschil Gam Nireh? What about a Ben Pekua? What's a Ben Pekua? The Mishnah says in Maseches Chulin that if I shecht an animal and inside the animal I find a baby animal that's alive and well, this mother was about to give birth, and I shechted it the day before I was going to give birth. I shechted the animal, and now I find this baby, Mida Oraisa, that animal does not require Shechita. That's called the ben pakua. Ain't no don shchita. You don't have to shech that animal because the mother shchita was matir the baby shchita, and this animal was mutter to eat without shchita. That's the din d'oraisa. Midrabanan, we say that, you know what? Come on, people see this animal walking around, you know, and you're going to take a bite out of it. You know, you should shech the animal. But that's ben pakua. We do shchita midrabanan. So ask the menchas chinuch. What if you shech the ben pakua to avodah zara? You don't really need to do that shchita. So is that called a shchita for avodah zara? So he says probably yes. Because let's say, he says, you use that animal for charisha, plowing. If you plow it, you know, if for other halachas, it's called an animal. So what really make or that it doesn't require shchita? He assumes the linyan revia v'charisha mikri behema ma'alya. So I think on the one hand it would be, but then he says sarachian because it doesn't require shchita. Either way, the question itself is the ikar of that ha'ara of the menchas chinuch. Okay, we continue. Shorish mitzvah zu nigla v'yadua. The shorish of this mitzvah is clear. Right, that it's what everything else is tali on. I saw in Rav Sternbach in Tam Vadas, he has a hosafa to this. Let me find my Tam Vadas here. He has a hosafa to this idea. Lo yelach Elohim achir ma'ponai. Another shorish ha-mitzvah, and that is the afshem modeh be'elokuso yizbarach. Even if you believe in God, what if somebody believes in a certain ideal more than anything else in the world, and it basically defines who they are? Yesh ito belibo makom panui leamunas tiflus shemamsi laatzmo kinahug bizmanenu shemosrim nafshem al eze idealim shonim o shemamin baod eze shita makubab umos haolam velo shayach l'torah kadosha. Any of the isms, you know, I'm all about, I don't know, communism, socialism, any of the isms. So says Rav Sternbach that also, if that's my belief, part of my belief system, and that is on par with my belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom, lo yiloha lohem achayim apanai. Right? That could also be a b'china of this Aveira. That's related to the Shorash HaMitzvah. Okay, Prateha. A lot of details related to this mitzvah. Kagon, Masha Amrushim Kibel Be'aloka Echad Mikol HaNivraim. If I accept something that was created, a Nivra as a God. So, here's no better place to talk about it. Talk about it, a Nivra. There are some other religions that accept a Nivra as a God. The Rambam writes in a number of places a distinction between Christianity and Islam. The Rambam holds, and other Rishonim follow him, Christianity, in the Rambam's view, is Avodah Zarah. Because they believe in they violate right here what the Chinuch says. Shekibel be'eloka echad mikol ha'nivraim. They accept one of the Nivraim as a God. And therefore, says the Rambam, in a few places, that is considered Avodah Zarah. The Rambam writes this in Ilchos Ma'acholos Asuros. Actually, even clear, the most clear is in two places. I'll read it to you. First, in the Pirush Mishnayos. Pirush Mishnayos and Avodah Zarah. This is, I'll read you two things that were censored before 20 years ago. And only the past 20, 30 years, we have the schus to have the complete Rambams. All the Christianity lines of the Rambam were taken out by the censors over the past hundreds of years. But the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Avodah Zarah, at the beginning, he says, this is the translation from the Arabic, Vida shezu ha'uma ha'notzris, ha'to'anim tainus ha'mashiach, l'kol shinuye kitoteihem, kulam ovdei Avodah Zarah. V'ideyen kulam asurim. They're all of the Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam. And their holidays are considered Avodah Zarah holidays, which has certain halachas, which is discussed in Masechet Avodah Zarah. V'noagin imoim b'chol ha'torah, k'derach shenoagin im ov the Avodah Zarah. V'yom rishon hu michlal ideyem shel hagoyim. Sundays for them is their day. That's the day, lefichach, and therefore there are certain halachas at the beginning of Avodah Zarah that you're not allowed to do business with certain idol worshippers on their holidays. You can't do business with them on Sundays, says the Rambam. Elanogin imam biyom rishon kedarach shenogin im ovdei Avodah Zarah biyom edam. That's one place. If you think it's, that's only a Pirush Mishnayos, he says it in Mishnah Torah. Where in Mishnah Torah? In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Tes, Halacha Dalad. It's fascinating. If you look in the old Rambams that we had for hundreds of years, in Avodah Zarah, Perek Tes, it goes from Halacha Gimel to Halacha Hey. You're like, where's Halacha Dalad? It's missing. It's just not there. So we had to wait for the Frankel Rambams. The Frankel Rambams went back to the Ksav Yad, put it back in. Hanotzrim ovde avodazarahem. V'yom rishon yom eidamhu. Exactly what he says in Pirush Mishnayis. It's in Mishnah Torah. L'fichach aser lases vlases yaman beret Yisrael yom chamishi v'yom shishi shebechol Shabbos v'Shabbos v'chulu. And he gets into the details. But this is clear. The Rambam says this in a number of places. Christianity is avodazarah. It's just as clear that the Rambam says Islam is not avodah zara. Yes, they believe in a false prophet, but says the Rambam, both in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros, where he talks about Yayin Nesech, and he talks about other halachas, he says in Ma'achalos Zeros Yud Alav Zayin, Kol Goy she'eino avodah zara, kegon elu hayish me'elim, yenon asur b'shtia umutur bahana. Their wine is not asur bahana, like an avodah zara. Asur to drink, but it's mutar b'shtiyah. V'chein horu kol ha-ga'onim. Aval ha-notrim over the avodah zara haim. V'stam yenim asur bahana. That line was also taken out, but it's put it back in by the Frankel. But he says it in all these places. He says it is also, we mentioned in a parsha shir a couple of years ago, a letter that the Rambam has to Rabbi Ovadia Hager, where there was a ger that wrote to him that says that he's in a difficult state because many people make fun of him because he used to not be Jewish, and they make his life difficult, and he was a convert from Islam. So the Rambam writes back to him in the first half of the tshuva, tell them that they're wrong. Because you used to worship Avodah Zarah. Tell them they're wrong, because Islam is not Avodah Zarah. Islam, you would never own Avodah Zarah. Maybe you were misled, but you were never an Avodah Zarah, so keep that in mind. So this is the Rambam Shita. The Me'iri is well known to have written many at four, five, six places in Masechta Avodah Zarah. The Me'iri says, we don't have Avodah Zarah b'zman hazeh. Big, big coolest in all the sugyas of the Avodah Zarah. I have it here from the Me'iri on Daf Vav. He writes it also on Daf Yud Gimel, that this was only in those days when you had real nations that didn't have laws, that just weren't like I guess you have some of these eight nations in Africa or Asia that had still go to these temples that don't have a regular society. That's what the Me'iri says, or the Avodah Zarah. But people who contribute to society, who are part of our society, says the Me'iri, those for sure are not the Avodah Zarah. The Me'iri is Mako in a number of these sugyas. But this is an important shita. Related to this Avera are two very, I'll just read now, relate to now, see what we have time for, is an important issue of, are you allowed to go into a mosque or a church? So many poskim say that going into a church is part of lo yilech alohim acherim. Connected to that is walking into a church. Even looking at a church, that Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelek Yudalid, Simin Tzadik Aleph, it's asur. It's asur to even look. He says he remembers when he was younger that whenever they used to walk by a church, the older people used to make sure he didn't even look at the church. He didn't even look at the church, and as they walk by, they should say the pasuk shakes to shaksen v'sa'et v'sa'ven k'cheirim hu, the pasuk about destroying Avodah Zarah. So he says we weren't even allowed to look at it, but for sure, even going into a church, even if I'm just going to go in because it's I want to see the architecture, I want to see the beautiful artistry on the roof, the Sistine Chapel, all these things. Many, many poskim say that is a problem because it's still a church, and therefore one is not allowed in. What about a mosque? The Rambam says it's not Avodah Zarah. So based on a Ran in Masechta Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Aleph, the Ran says there that even though Islam is not Avodah Zarah, is not considered Avodah Zarah, it is still classified, as we know, as a different religion. And because it's called a different religion, certain halachos are dependent on that categorization. And says that Tzitz Eliezer, I would say the same thing about going into a mosque. I don't think you can go into a mosque because it's called a different religion, even though technically it's not actually Avodah Zarah. It's a well-known thought in the world of the Talmidim of the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik, this is quoted in Nefesh HaRav on page Reish Lamed, that after Kennedy was shot, many people watched the Levaya, watched the funeral on television, and it took place in the Knesset Katolit, the cathedral, the National Cathedral. So the Rav, when he heard about it, he was very upset because he felt that even watching something that, a whole ceremony that happens in a church on television, you're also taking part in it, and therefore it would be a problem. It's quoted here in Nefesh HaRav. That's already going a step further than the normal understanding of going into a church, but that is the Rav. But this is all related to this first line of the Chinuch, of Lo Yilech Alohim Acherim, if you accept one of the God, except anything else as a God, you accept the Trinity, so that is Avodah Zarah, a violation. And he continues, Vafilu modesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholeh alav ha'al Eloka. Even if somebody admits that God is above that other God, but you still attribute power to that force, Avar Aloyiyah, you still violate Aloyiyah. And he continues, with other elements as well. The next page, if you skip the next page, a couple, about 15 lines down, just to talk about this detail for a minute. V'im kiblo be'aloka v'chazer tokadei dibur chayiv. What if I accepted the something as a god, but I go back a second later? I accept this tree as a god. Just joking. You still chayiv misa. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, based on the Gemara, Shalom Nomar Bazet Toka De Dibur Kedibur. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra and in Nedarim and elsewhere that even though we usually have a principle called Toka De Dibur Kedibur Dami, if it's within 4 or 5 seconds, I'm allowed to be Chozerbo. Let's say I say Hakel HaKadosh, Shemach HaKadosh. Right away, within a few seconds, it's okay. It's okay. Toka De Dibur Kedibur Dami, I'm allowed to retract. There are two that turn into four exceptions, the Gemara says. Gittin, Kiddushin, if I met, Hariyam, Kodesh, Libet, Vazuk, Lesbos, Israel. Just joking! I didn't mean it. No, you're married, right? Gittin, Kiddushin, and Avodah Zarah, and Megadif, cursing God. Those four, says the Gemara, Baba Basra, Kuf Chafes, Mabes, Kuf Lama, Avod Aleph, that those four, we say you can't go back. Why not? Why not? So the Rashbam says it's a Chumra Drabanan, but the Ran has a beautiful approach in Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin where this comes up. The Ran says no, because the whole point of Toka De Dibur is that people know in their minds they have a few seconds to retract what they say. They know that in their minds. But these four things, people don't mess around. People don't mess around by marriage. People don't mess around by cursing God. People don't mess around by accepting another God upon themselves. And therefore, if they said it, they're chayiv. They can't retract. The principle of Toka De Dibur does not apply to Avodah Zarah. That's what he says. Skipping down to the next paragraph, there's a lot more about Toka De Dibur, but not for now. It applies to men and women. If somebody violates and does Avodah Zarah in the four ways that we said before, or the derech of this Avodah Zarah, Beidem Asura Niskal, Ubishkaga, Chai Lahavi Chadus Kavua. Continues the Chinuch. Vezos HaMitzvah in the last paragraph. He Mechlala Sheva Mitzvah Shinesava Kol B'nei Olam Mechlala. This is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. We'll talk more about that at a later date. But the Mincha, the Chinuch also says a big Chiddush here, which we'll end with. And just keep in mind, there are one or two issues. We have a couple of Averas about Avodah Zarah. We have to talk about Shituf. If you believe in God and something else, is that total Avodah Zarah? And we'll also talk about the other items that Chazal say are Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. We'll have to talk about those when we get to the other Avodah Zarah Averas that are coming up. But there's one line here that is a big Chiddush that nobody is really sure where the Chinuch gets it from. Skip down a couple of lines. V'chein yiswida os heyes. V'chein yischaivu gam kein behodas pihem. Says the Chinuch that even though we have a principle by Jews that a person cannot self-incriminate themselves, Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, that principle does not apply by Bnei Noach. If a Ben Noach comes and admits to us, I worship the Avodah Zarah, Yischaiv Misa. Pashtus, that's what it sounds like. He's chayiv even if he admits. If I come to court, if a Jew comes to court and says, I was Machal Shabbos, we don't punish him. Right? A person can, you have to have two edim. You can't incriminate yourself. So that is a chiddush of the Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch here in Os Tezayin wonders, where does he get this from? He suggests that if you say it's totally on, the Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha is based on the problem of being a karov, and you're a karov to yourself, and there's no kirva to non-Jews, maybe that's a possibility, but either way, he leaves it very tzarachian. Where exactly does he get this from? Again, there's a lot of lumdis to the sugi of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, but that is an important line in the Chinuch to know. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue tomorrow and the next couple of days. Remember, we said there are four averas here related to the Yisr of Avodah Zarah.